This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, November 4th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Ag groups, yes on crime measure, no on wage hike, and indifferent on climate bond. NRCS searches for soil scientists, and NASA sends lettuce and moss into space. Farm groups endorse tough on crime proposal. Several farm and a few ag groups, along with grocers, are putting their support behind Proposition 36 to walk back decade-old criminal justice reforms. The ballot measure targets retail thefts and drug abuse, but rural interests see hope in tackling on-farm theft of equipment, beehives, and cargo. For several years, San Joaquin Valley sheriffs have led a rural crime task force to prevent such thefts, but local officials say it's not enough. Tractors and forklifts continue to go missing while drones are scouting property to plan more heists. Polls show the measure has gained a strong majority among likely voters. On wage hike, industry associations are opposing Proposition 32. It would progressively lift the minimum wage for small businesses to $18 an hour in 2026. While that is just $150 more than the wage bump that starts in January, farm and business groups say it will add more cost on companies and higher prices for consumers. Opponents argue the legislature's fast food wage increase last year has driven up prices 7%, some value meals surging more than 40%. The latest polling shows the measure is falling slightly behind. Climate bond? Well, progressive groups such as the Community Alliance with Family Farmers have jumped in line behind Proposition 4. But mainstream farm groups, along with water districts, have laid off on that $10 billion climate bond. Among its many provisions, the bond would fill funding gaps for climate-smart ag programs that have stalled during the state budget deficit. The measure includes some funding for groundwater recharge and floodplain restoration projects. Yet local water agencies argue the state needs a comprehensive bond to address the growing infrastructure needs for its water systems. About 60% of voters approve of Proposition 4. DWR discovers invasive mussel species at Port of Stockton. The Department of Water Resources has discovered the first known North American occurrence of golden mussel in the Sacramento San Joaquin Delta. The invasive, non-native species poses a threat to state water conveyance systems, infrastructure, and overall water quality. The department reports that species clusters are already blocking some municipal and industrial water intakes, and this is likely to spread through the delta and is connecting conveyance systems. Golden mussels are also believed to be in Merced County's O'Neill Forbay, where DWR is carrying out inspections. Through the Federal Aquatic Invasive Species Program, DWR partners with the Department of Fish and Wildlife, California State Parks, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Bureau of Reclamation, and other agencies to limit the spread of invasive species. They currently believe the mussels were brought to the state via ship from an international port. The species is native to China and Southeast Asia. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Soil scientists wanted. NRCS continues staffing up.
Soil conservation has always been the foundation of the Natural Resources Conservation Service, which for nearly 60 years was known as the Soil Conservation Service. But NRCS is having trouble finding candidates with the right set of qualifications to fill its ranks. The latest installment in our five-part series on NRCS staffing looks at the challenges of finding qualified soil scientists and helping them learn how to work with farmers to implement a wide range of conservation practices. Software Group warns of dangers of losing Universal Service Fund. A group representing software and information companies is warning the Supreme Court that much of the technology used in rural schools, libraries, and healthcare providers would be rendered useless if they can't access programs supported by the Universal Service Fund. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals declared the fund unconstitutional earlier this year. A lawyer for the Software and Information Industry Association warned in an amicus brief that losing access to the FCC's E-rate program would not only create staggering sunk costs for rural institutions, but also dramatically exacerbate the digital divide. Stephen Valadek, a professor at Georgetown University Law Center, wrote in the brief that many schools have adapted to using online curricula, tests and communication systems, particularly in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. These programs are only as good as the internet access that students have to use them, he said. The simple and ineluctable reality is that as a society, we have all come to depend far more upon the internet for even the most basic communication, to say nothing of the more advanced ways in which schools, libraries, and healthcare providers utilize it, Valadek wrote. For many Americans, especially those living in rural or economically disadvantaged areas, there is no obvious backstop if that access were suddenly to disappear or even become less reliable. NASA to send lettuce and moss into space. Lettuce and moss will make their way to space this week as astronauts aboard the International Space Station look to test plant growth in microgravity environments. One experiment will focus on how moisture conditions and microgravity impact red lettuce production, while another will look at the effects of ionizing radiation on Antarctic moss, according to the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. The experiments will be launched into space on a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. Here's today's final word. There is no silver bullet, one-size-fits-all solution. That Floyd Vergara, Senior Policy Advisor at Clean Fuels Alliance America and former Division Chief, the Air Resources Board, and an op-ed for AgriPulse, urging CARB to stay the course in updating the low-carbon fuel standard this week, help the state meet its climate goals. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, November 4th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.